Researchers at the University of Texas San Antonio want to help create better therapies for people who stutter. Using machine learning, scientists hope they can help people retrain their brains. TPR tech reporter Paul Flav has more.
Cassie Wadi.
Alessandro Salazar recites nonsense phrases from a computer monitor. They're supposed to make him stutter.
Lily Rashius.
This is the fifth session for the UTSA sophomore. Each time he sits in the sound booth wearing a skull cap of sensors, he says the phrases, sometimes stutters, while a computer reads his brainwaves.
Kentir Lucier.
He's stuttered since he was a kid, did some traditional therapies, and taught himself some tricks.
Yeah, people try to talk slower.
But he says speaking day to day isn't like a speech therapist's office.
In real life, that's not like something you can do. You'll get excited, you'll get nervous, you'll get anxious, you can get all these different emotions, and like you can't be this calm robot voice all the time.
Tiscasi Sinquate.
Again, that was fluent with a little bit of hesitation on the second word.
Outside the soundproof booth, speech pathologist Farzan Irani stands in front of a bank of computer monitors, all with Salazar on them. He listens for stuttering, or what they call a disfluency.
Brenbar Voar.
And he had a slight block on the second word there.
Irani says he got involved with this research because for some people, traditional therapy can wear off.
They'll get fluent in the therapy room, they'll get fluent while they're in therapy, and then a few months down the road, the stuttering tends to rise again.
UTSA researchers think they can change that if they can get an accurate snapshot of a person's brain waves before they stutter, says Assistant Professor of Research Jeffrey Mock.
We are hypothesizing it's a speech preparation problem, not a speech production problem.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Mock walks into the sound booth and inserts a large syringe into the cap on Salazar's head. Some of the sensors aren't reading well, so he pushes the syringe back and forth, swinging it around like a joystick, as he injects more saline gel, trying to fix it.
Okay.
Can I have water?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Mock says he's interested in the research since he stutters, but also because their goal is to literally read the brain and predict what happens next.
Being able to predict behavior before it occurs. I mean, that I think has a wide range into many different fields.
Everything in the session is recorded. The brainwave data will be analyzed with the help of computers using machine learning, algorithms that can better detect subtle changes, as well as help create a better predictive model.
Brenbar Voar.
Their current model predicts stuttering accurately about 80% of the time, says UTSA psychology professor Ed Golub.
Then the next step, which we haven't done yet, is to use the fluent brain pattern as a target, to essentially train the person's brain to make that pattern more often.
Golub wants to create a therapy that gives a person visual or audio cues, letting them know if they're getting closer to the target brainwave pattern. It's called biofeedback. Golub says if they can take these scans and get people to retrain their brains, it may work for other more serious conditions.
Ones that are even worse, people that suffer strokes, for example. People that have Alzheimer's disease, people that have traumatic brain injury.
It won't replace other therapies, he says. It creates another tool to get the most out of the brain. But all that assumes the research proves fruitful. Salazar doesn't see the research benefiting him, but that's okay, he says, because he's learned how to cope. That wasn't always the case.
Because I remember when I was like little, I had all this stuff to say, like I knew exactly what I wanted to say, and then I would try to talk and it wouldn't come out. Like it fassy.
He hopes his participation helps a kid like that. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News. Cool.